guys like Wilson, Hammond, Kyle Williams, probably not a young guy, but he's still kind of new to you. Did you learn anything about them in the game the other night?
Yeah, you know, it was great to see those guys get in there in the second half, and you know, the goal was to get everybody in the game and get everybody on tape, and then we can evaluate and make a good evaluation of everybody. But those guys they're working extremely hard in practice. They deserve to play. You know, the guys like Fred and Jarrell and you know, Albert when he was in there, they did some nice things, and not only in the run or in the passing game, but also in the running game, and they're taking pride in that.
What about Kyle Williams? I mean, a wasted year last year, two plays or whatever on special teams. Just you had some hopes for him. What are your hopes for him this year?
Yeah, you know, again, here's another guy that's been new to our team last year, and then it was unfortunate the injury that he sustained. And, you know, he's come back. Number one, he's worked himself back into shape, and he's had a really good camp. And he's right there in the mix in that receiver position. And, you know, he's a tough kid, and just look forward to seeing him in these next couple of games and really, really making a good evaluation on him.
When you think of slot guys, you think of a guy like Kyle Williams or Albert Wilson, you know, smaller, faster. You guys have been obviously using Junior and doing some of that. What do you like about him specifically in that role?
Junior, you're talking about?
Yeah.
You know, Junior, because he's bigger in size, he's a little more versatile for us, meaning the run game, you know, we can use him in there as a blocker. And he's big enough to use him over the football where there's traffic with linebackers and safeties, and he's physical enough to bang guys around and get open in there. So, yeah, you know, we can mix and match the versatile speed with the power guy as well.
The first guy you went to when you used a slot receiver last year was obviously McCloskey. I know this still has to play out, but do you imagine it's going to be more of a committee-type deal this year than just one guy getting...
I think there's a possibility, and again, you know, it's hard to speculate going forward. You know, each week's a different week, and what are our needs on offense and defense and special teams? But it can be that way. It can be the fact that we can mix and match and put different personnel on the field, and that just creates those matchups that you like. You know, for your offense against the defense.
It's one thing to do it in the spring, but Demetrius Chavez finally played in a real life football game for the first time in his life.
Yeah, he.
Can you talk about his one good catch and just what. But he's showing when there's pads and lights.
Well, he's showing that toughness, that willingness to compete. Again, today he made some good tough catches, and he's learning. I mean, every day is a new day for him, and you know, good things. He's done great things. He's done good things this training camp. It was good to see him out there and play. And again, every day is a new day for him. He's learning, and he's getting better.
Where's his run blocking at compared to last year?
It's a lot better. It's a lot better. He's gotten stronger. The weight room's helped him. He's understanding the technique and the fundamentals that Coach Melvin is teaching him, and he's doing a good job on the line of scrimmage.
So this is your guys, the coaching staff's second year in the AFC West. How do you feel going into your second year in the division?
Well, it's no different than you know back in Philadelphia there where you kind of understand your opponent a little bit, and now having a second go around, you know, they know us, we know them, and you know, it's going to be – it's a great division. It's a great conference, and, you know, we're looking forward to the challenges ahead and looking forward to those matchups.
Which words come to mind when you're asked about Jamal Charles' pass protection?
I'm going to tell you, he's working his tail off. I mean, that's the first thing I think of. You know, Coach Bieniemy has done a great job with all the backs, but, you know, Jamal has taken pride in that. That's something he had to sort of learn, you know, last year, and he's taking it forward this year, and he's done a nice job. And you know what, Jamal, give credit to Jamal because he's taking pride in it, and he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I know it's important in any offense, right? But, you know, does it take a heightened role in your offense, or is it about the same as another?
As far as the protection,
the
aspect of it? I think it's no different than any offense. You know, and one thing you have to do with guys like Jamal and DeAnthony and, you know, even a Joe McKnight, guys that are fast, skilled receiver-type running backs, they have to block, and we're going to ask them to block, and they're going to have to, you know, pick up blitzing linebackers and safeties, and they've all done a good job.
DuVernay Tardif seems to be getting a lot of reps with the second team. What are you seeing out of him?
He's improving every day. He's a big, strong, physical kid, and again, another one that's taking pride in his work. He's coming out here and he's working hard, and he's not perfect by no means, but yet he's not making the same mistake twice.
What is he giving you that Lincoln box? I know it's Lincoln Box now running with the threes.
You know, it's a matter of just kind of mixing and matching. You want to see all your guys, and you want to see all your guys play and evaluate everybody. So there's going to be a continual rotation at all those positions.
When you go from week one to week two in the preseason, do you look for units to improve or individuals?
I think you look more for a little of both. A little of both. You want to start seeing your continuity with your first unit. And then again, we're still in the evaluation process, so you know we're in the process of doing both.
A guy like Ryan McKee, you've been going back and forth with the second unit, left tackle, right tackle. Guy's been out of the game. What brought him back? What kind of rust has he had to knock off? Tell me his story.
Well, he's a guy that you know came to us, you know, like you said, and he worked hard again in the spring, and he was a guy that we had and wanted to bring him to camp, give him an opportunity, and he's making the most of that opportunity, and he's worked himself into a good position. And again, another smart guy up front, tough guy, physical guy that hopefully you know we see in these next couple of games what he can do.
What's kept him from being a practice squad player for 3 years to maybe making a 53?
Effort, hustle. I mean, I was that practice squad guy several years ago, and the fact that you know heart and desire, and the fact that he wants to, and it's more of a personal battle with him and a challenge with him wanting to do good and stay on the field.
You watch Cush in one-on-ones, and you see, like, now he's can get shoulder. He can anchor against guys like, oh, I mean, where's this guy at physically compared to last year?
Yeah, he's another one that's increased his strength, and he's done a better job with his fundamentals and technique. That's a lot of it with hand placement and feet, and, you know, you preach about that all the time with offensive linemen, and he's done a nice job, but the strength for him, he came in here strong, but he's gotten stronger.
How much stronger is Hudson right now?
Oh, Rodney's number one. He is stronger. The offseason was beneficial for him. Plus, the other thing is these guys know the system. They understand the calls, and they know they can anticipate situations. And that's the beauty of having Rodney and those guys, you know, playing center.
What qualities or characteristics does a receiver need to have to make your final?
Well, first of all, they have to understand our offense, number one. They have to. We move them around so much. You know, Dwayne's not always on the outside. He's in the inside. And, you know, tight ends are not always inside. They're outside. Same with running backs. So you look for the mental capacity and how much they can handle. Having the ability to defeat bump and run, because, you know, in the National Football League, you have to defeat bump and run first and foremost. And then can they sustain down the field, meaning blocks, routes, top of routes, creating separation, understanding coverage, those types of things create a receiver that we can use in this system.